It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Kazem now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak and Kazem's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome into Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you. We got a great show for you. We'll be talking with our good friend Bob Coates of Bob Coates Photography. We'll talk to him about things he's been up to in the world of photography, whether it comes to regular photographs or to art or to a number of the competitions and things that he judges or to the equipment and tools and technology that he uses to accomplish all of that. We'll get the lowdown from Bob. Reminder, through the program, you can look at his work or get a better sense of what Bob Coates does by going to his website. It's either bcphotography.com. Again, that's bcphotography.com, or you can go to successful-photographer.com. Stick around. Tech Talk 780 KAZM returns after this. Welcome back in to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you. And joining us in the studio, we have Bob Coates of Bob Coates Photography. How are you, sir?
I am absolutely fabulous.
Fabulous.
I love it. Actually, I'm working on Splendiferous, but I'm just a hair shy of that.
Just a hair shy. See, the problem is that you're going to hit Splendiferous once you leave the studio, and then I get none of that. I don't get any offshoot Splendiferous.
I'll see if I can peek a little earlier.
You peek. There you go. All right, so you've got all kinds of stuff going on. There's no... is there a slow season for you in what you do? I mean, do you have kind of like an off time?
No.
You don't have like, yeah.
I'm always working on, I have my fingers into a lot of different pies. I do a lot of different things. I have my, what I would say is my professional photography business for my commercial clients and families that do portraits and things like that. And then I write for magazines, and I'm in the process of writing a book or a paper right now that's probably going to end up being a book. I judge, I travel around the country and teach, and this past week was actually participating in imaging competition, and I wasn't a judge there.
Oh, okay. All right. So where was the imaging competition?
It was held just outside of Atlanta, and it's the IPC, or the International Photographic Competition, put on by Professional Photographers of America. A lot of people were liking, you know, since Olympics were in the air, everybody's like, well, it's the Olympics, so yeah. Professional photography. Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but it is a big deal.
Do you have anybody that's doping? I mean, let's be honest.
Anybody that's what?
Doping. You don't have to worry about that.
No idea what that is.
You don't know what? Okay, so as long as we haven't gotten into performance-enhancing drugs in the photographic...
Doping.
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 Yes.
You said delping.
I said doping. Well...
It sounded like delping.
We've got the show on tape. If we have to run it back, we'll
go back. No, I don't think there's anybody doping, but although some of the images that I've seen,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there was just some absolutely fabulous imagery. And what happens is there's two categories. There's what they call photographic open, which would be portraits, weddings, illustrative, commercial work. And then they have another category, which, and each one of these, you can put in four images in each category. The other category is called artist. And in the artist category, in addition to the final image, the way it shows up, they're also judging you on how you got to where you got.
Okay.
How you got there. How hard was it to do the work, and how well was the work done to make that final product? And it's a whole nother level of things that they can pick on in your images. So
yeah.
It's the whole thing was very good, and they stream it live.
Okay.
So I see a lot of photography studios kind of screech to a halt during the 4 days that it's actually streaming live, because everybody's, you know, kind of watching to see what's going on. Demount my image too. Oh no, you're really, no, that one's that, you know, and you kind of get into it, and I thought that one was a merit. I wonder why, you know. Again, we're looking at it on a real small screen versus, you know, what the judges are looking at. They may be looking at prints or at 40-inch monitors. So obviously they're going to see things that other people don't.
What is the competition like? I know, you know, that there's great photographers all over the world, but when it comes to like the sheer numbers of it, how many photographers are involved in this?
I don't know the actual number of photographers because there's the multiple cases, and most people who are, you know, don't do just one or the other. Those who have gotten to a certain level are doing both. But there were about 5,700 images submitted.
Wow.
And of those, about 48% or 2,400-ish or 2,200-ish merited. And merit means that it's for a simple definition, it's an above-average work by an above-average photographer.
Gotcha.
And then once you get a merit, then it goes before a panel of between 7 and 11 people for another judging, which they call loan collection. And the loan collection is, if you want to consider it, the best of the best.
Right.
And the loan collection, there was 1,007 images, or about 18% of them made it to the loan collection.
Okay.
Now, the thing about this competition is you're not really competing against the other photographers.
Right.
You're competing against yourself. The judges are judging against a standard of 12 elements. You know, creativity, color harmony, technique, you know, how well it was done, you know, right. Composition. So they're looking at all these 12 different things. And sometimes people get confused. They're going, oh, man, the judges, they didn't get it. You know, they have this 12 things and it didn't have this, this, and this. Well, sometimes this particular element is so powerful that maybe the emotion, there's so much emotion in the image that the fact that it wasn't, you know, technically perfect, it's not such a big deal.
Gotcha.
So it can be a little, you know, there's six different people who are doing the judging.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody disagrees with the result when it's announced, so it's a merit, not merit, any judge can say, wait a minute, I challenge that.
Right.
And they can say, I thought it was because of XXX. And then everybody else gives their opinion. And then the first guy gets to go, ooh, okay, I missed all that you guys saw, or he hears that everybody got what he saw or she saw. Then they come to another, you know, they vote again.
Right, right.
So it's probably one of the fairest competitions I've ever seen. The idea is, now there are prizes, there are awards. You know, the loan collection is an award in itself.
Right.
Actually, getting a merit is an award in itself.
Yeah. When it comes down to the overall judging and stuff, but I do like the fact that it's not categorized and kind of narrowed down on what your image can be. So there is a competition. In other words, you're being judged on your own work by you and
by your peers.
By your peers of what you're capable of, what you were trying to accomplish, and whether or not you got it done. And then instead of saying, okay, well, we're going to have a group over here that's just taking pictures of flowers, and then this group over here is just going to take pictures of scenery or landscape.
Nope.
And then there's a judgment on who wins, who comes in second or whatever, runner-up. It's not like that.
Okay,
and it gets to be a little bit more of a better critique on your guys' work.
Absolutely. And the makers can order critiques. They'll get a one-on-one video of one of the judges saying, hey, this is what we saw. This is why it did well. This is how it could do better, et cetera, et cetera. You lost a thought there.
How did you do overall? Because you said you were in the competition.
I had three that did not merit.
Really?
Out of eight.
Ugh.
But I had four in the loan collection.
Four in the loan collection.
In the general collection.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So it was all right. Now the thing is, I could probably have selected other images to, you know, make sure that I had my merits or loans. But I'm experimenting with a lot of different techniques and trying to push my photography to a next level. And I want feedback on that. I don't necessarily need the awards.
Right.
I want to know how I'm doing with the new things that I'm pushing toward.
Well, and I've seen that out of you before. You could easily, done these competitions long enough. You could send, like you said, eight photographs in, and you could send in eight that you know are going to merit. You know what they're looking for.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could have, you know, skewed it, you know, a little bit more. But again, I want to see what's happening with, if you go to successful-photographer.com, I have about four or five different blog posts on the imaging competition, and you know my images are there, so you can see where I was trying to go. I was doing new processing in black and white, new processing in creating artwork, I have a silk scarf design called Iris.
Okay.
So it was a lot of different things.
The beauty of it is that you do take these competitions and you're working towards improving your product long term, not just going there for a pat on the back for people to tell you how great you are and that you know what you're doing.
That doesn't hurt. Bless you. That doesn't hurt, but yeah,
right.
I'm not. That isn't why I'm doing it.
No, you use it for getting that you know ultimate judgment to of your peers to figure out you know what the next generation of Bob's work's going to be.
It's funny because I've been competing probably for 17 years at this level, and it never fails. It's really funny when the image spins or turns.
Uh-huh.
So does my stomach on every single one. It's like, oh, what are they going to think? Yeah.
There you go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got more. You're listening to Tech Talk. 780 KAZM. We're visiting with our guest, Bob Coates, today at Bob Coates Photography. Don't forget to take a look at those images and the blog posts discussing the photo, the competition that was down in Georgia. Hey, what was the name of it again? The
IPC, International Photographic Competition by Professional Photographers of America.
Got it. There you go. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. You can see those blog posts and those photos. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back in to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM, visiting with Bob Coates today at Bob Coates Photography. And we talked about the photo competition you were just in. Down in Atlanta, and you had 8 photos that you submitted, 5 of which went to Merit, 4 of those went to the Loan Collection.
Correct.
Nicely done.
Now, one of the things that you know people always ask me about with the Lumix cameras, you know that I've moved over to there, and I get to play with all the cameras from Panasonic because I'm a luminary. And one of the questions everybody asks, well, is the quality good enough because they're a smaller camera, it's a smaller chip, and, you know,
right.
The quality is there. 3 of those 4 Loan Collection images were done by 3 different Lumix cameras.
Interesting.
One of them was my what I call the professional's point and shoot. One of them was by one of my main cameras, and the other one was by another of my main cameras, the LX100, which is a very small, portable, fixed-lens camera that has fast glass. It's pretty sweet. And I had that, strangely enough, at a meeting at BPA headquarters, and I was on the 22nd floor, and I looked out the window, and I went, wow, that canyon there looks really cool with the buildings and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I stuck the camera up against the glass. I made the image, and from that was one of my Loan Collection images.
Wow.
So, you know. Well, people often ask, what's the best camera to use? Well, a lot of times it's the one you have with you.
Right.
Because if you don't have a camera with you. And that's one of the major things that I've found as a super benefit from the Lumix cameras is that they're small, they're light, they have, you know, great quality, and the features that they've built in for doing things. I've been playing with the 4K video and being able to extract 8 megapixel stills, being able to Wi-Fi the images to your phone, being able to control the cameras from your phone or your iPad, you know, via the Wi-Fi that's built into the camera. And this is on almost all those cameras, and it's quite incredible what's being built in there. I was talking to a guy from Chicago who's really deep into the cameras, and he's put up something. He said, oh, yeah, I put some new settings in my camera, and I have a little setting for this, and I put in this adjustment for vivid color and, you know, a little bit of extra saturation and a little sharpening in camera, and the images are coming out just absolutely spectacular because he's dialed in the look for the scene that he's got.
Right. Boy, that's it's amazing where the technology has gone in just, you know, 5 years, much less 10 years or something in the digital world of photography. It's incredible.
Yeah. They're sending me a new camera.
Wow.
Well, just like what I need, right?
Yeah, right.
No. It's called the GX85.
Okay.
And this camera is built on a very, very small yet comfortable form factor. They've done some engineering inside that they've taken out what they call the anti-aliasing filter.
Okay.
Anti-aliasing filters are built into cameras. If you've ever watched television and somebody's wearing a really close checkerboard shirt and
right.
it goes brrrr, and you're, you know, it kind of swims in front of your eyes. Well,
right.
that can happen with images too, that when you shoot it, it's called a moiré pattern.
Okay.
So that filter is in there for the moiré, to keep the moiré from happening. Well, they've removed it from this camera, and they found a way via the processing inside the camera to not worry about the moiré, and now you can get an even sharper image. It has what they call five-axis image stabilization. So it's basically like you're holding a gyroscope in your hand for
right.
steadiness. So, it's something that you can grab really quick, and you don't have to put it on a tripod, although tripods never hurt.
Right.
But when, you know, a lot of times things happen fast, and it's just pretty amazing.
It really is. It gives you the ability to explore beyond what you used to, because you now have all that stuff built right into the camera. You can now do more. I think you could try more than you used to be able to try. You'd have to lug out all kinds of equipment to match up with the old film, cameras compared to what you're doing now.
I have a little pouch that I wear on my waist that's probably about maybe 5 inches deep, maybe 6 inches tall, and about 8 inches wide. And that sits on my belt and holds three lenses, my batteries, extra filters, and various accoutrements that you might need. There's another lens on the camera. So there's four lenses and a thing on my shoulder. And that usually weighs in about 6 or 7 pounds. So going out, to experiment with stuff, and I got a little lightweight tripod that I take with me too. Now I can go play, and it's not hard. It's I'm just really excited about that. The whole, smalling down. No, that's probably miniaturization.
There you go. Smalling down. I like that though. That's.
It's coined a new phrase. I'm sure Panasonic will love it.
Smalling down is the dumbing down of the word miniaturization. There you go.
Anyway, they're small, lightweight, have great quality, and the features, as I've been saying, have just been incredible.
They can get smaller and still do as much, if not more, with the way technology advances.
Yeah, and it's not the be-all and end-all for every professional photographer for every job. There might be occasions on some sort of a job that I could imagine, but I haven't run into, that if I needed to, I would go out and rent a camera that had a larger sensor.
Mm.
But I've been working with some pretty high quality companies, and nobody said, "Hey, Bob, that camera's too small," or "your images aren't solid enough." So I've been real happy with the change.
Yeah. Well, and it's worked out obviously very well. Your product, your finishing product, is incredible. The photographs you take for businesses, for people, and the portraits and stuff that you do are incredible. But you're also doing a lot of stuff in the art realm, in which case you're taking the photograph, then you go into the Photoshop side of things and get to do all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, that's where I really go to play.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And actually, if anybody's out there and wants to learn how to do that stuff, that's the first thing I say is go play.
Yeah.
You can't hurt an image. You just make it a layer and stay away from it and, make a copy of it, make a duplicate of it. Just go in and add layers and play.
Just keep doing it. If you want to find out what Bob can do and what he's been up to, again, go to the websites bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. And if you want to schedule courses, classes, you want to learn how to use Photoshop, you want to learn a little bit more on maybe how to become a photographer, any of that kind of stuff, you can schedule classes either for yourself, individual, or a small group.
Give me a call.
Just get in touch with Bob. You can find his information again on those websites, bcphotography.com and successful-photographer.com. We'll take our last break. We'll come back and wrap up after this. Welcome back in to Tech Talk 780 KAZM. We're talking with Bob Coates today of BC Photography.
Dot com
and successful-photographer.com. You know, one of these days we're it's always good to get the dot com, but man, they can come up with a dot anything these days. So
yeah, and I usually just toss those right away as soon as they come into my email box.
Right. Hey, you need your dot CCUC. TV, ME, you know, no, thank you. We're good. I don't need it to be too confusing. It's bad enough when you get to people that have the .org and they can't remember it's .org and not .com. So,
been there, done that.
Yeah. So go to bcphotography.com, successful-photographer.com. You still got other stuff coming up, but like you said, between the art, between the teaching that you do on a regular basis, traveling around, you do judge the competitions, you participate in the competitions, and by the way, you still take photographs and are a professional photographer. On top of all that, you never do have an off season, so you got lots of stuff to do all the time. You got anything coming up? Any trips? Any land? No. Yay. No.
Yes, but
you do.
It's off in the future.
Off in the future. All right. Folks, go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. Again, bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. Thanks again, Bob, for coming in.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.